Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Trae Young will put it in play to DeAndre Hunter. Ball game over. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win.
Watching that game last night, and the three of us have been covering that team off and on for years. It's a reminder that the NBA is in such a much better place when the Bulls are relevant, when there are big games played at the United Center. It's a fun atmosphere. It's one that draws in casual fans, and certainly the city, for the most part, is still behind them. You just wish that they could be more consistent and they could have a couple more bigger names to build around. But I am not going to get all hopped up if they go and beat a bad Atlanta team and then a Jimmy and other pieces-less Miami team in a couple days.
That's Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell on This Morning with the Mully and Haw show. Tomorrow night, the Bulls take on the Heat in the NBA play-in tournament. The winner heads to the NBA playoffs. Pre-game coverage starts at 5:45, tip-off at 6 o'clock. The only broadcast of game can be heard on 670 The Score and in Chicagoland on the free Odyssey app. Bernstein and
Holmes.
We've
got the local call that you want. You want to hear Chuck and Bill.
The only local broadcast is going to be Chuck and Bill right
and
here.
And Alyssa and everyone else.
And
Rich Wyatt's going to jump in with.
He's not going to jump in. He's just going to make sure that everything is working.
Hey, he jumps in on the attendance game when he fills in for Cubs Radio. Get to hear him sometimes.
Okay.
Well, did you see what the halftime entertainment was yesterday?
I did not.
When you think legendary halftime entertainment, you think?
I think Red Panda.
You're damn right you think Red Panda.
That was last night?
Yeah.
Nice.
Damn right.
Nice. The actual Red Panda, not one of the copycats, right?
Because no.
There's a lot of it's
not
sort of
Gallagher
like, you know,
too.
No,
the
it's
actual
like,
Red Panda.
Like Ray's original famous pizza or like, you know, Taco Burrito King House number 2 famous.
Yeah, but those are always still pretty good.
I know, right?
Any sort of Taco Burrito Hut House
in Chicago.
Condo
in Chicago,
is
whether
great.
It's Burrito House,
yes.
Taco Burrito King, the famous Taco Burrito.
You can't go wrong with any of them.
They're all, and it's probably one of these things where it's all offshoots of somebody's cousin or somebody's brother, and then they all open up these competing places that all use the same abuelita's recipes that are all fantastic.
Yes.
Burrito House.
Can't go wrong.
Burrito House has some of the most elite drunk food in the city.
Yeah.
Which one do you go to? The one on Lincoln?
The one on Lincoln, yeah.
Because there's one on Elston too.
Yeah, there is. The one on Lincoln I prefer.
I used to have a buddy right down the street from Burrito House on Lincoln. It's one of my favorites of all time.
I had a buddy that lived right down the street from it, and we would, you know, have some drinks, and then we'd end up at Burrito House at 3 a.m.
When Ronji was in town a few weeks ago, we were hanging out, and I was like, I'm leaving because it's too crowded. And I was like, you know what? Since I'm already north, might as well hit a Burrito House on the way home. And it was an excellent call by me.
I got turned on to something last night. I know we got Bulls to talk about, but Jason and I wanted, we decided
we were going to
order
in. Who
doesn't
want to talk about tacos?
And so Jason's been working at the Play It Again Sports on Lincoln. And he's had every lunch at Red Hot Ranch at Ashland and, was it Wellington or whatever it is, near or north of that. And he's like, Dad, Red Hot Ranch is insane. I said, what do you mean it's insane? He said, I can't describe it. He said the double cheeseburger with everything and their hand-cut fries. Like, they do their fries in peanut oil. There's the guy with that.
My favorite.
And he's got, like, they do the put the potato on the fry thing, pull the lever down, and the fries fall into the basket for dropping into the oil. Like, you actually see them hand-cut the fries. And he just said, do me a favor. I said, I'm sure it's great. He said, no, just do me a favor. Let's Grubhub cheeseburgers for the Bulls game. I'm like, fine, whatever. I'm sure they're fine. He was right. Like, that's a destination burger.
My cousins swear by the Red Hot Ranch on Armitage. Like, they love that
place.
Yes.
Red Hot Ranch on Armitage is supposed to have, like, the best fried shrimp, too.
Ooh.
That's pretty much all they have. It's burgers, it's hot dogs and Polish, and they're fried shrimp. And I have to, but I'm like, okay, kid, I'll say that this one you're on, because that is a certain crave. They've got a sauce where their burger sauce, you know, it's the usual burger sauce of, like, you know, mustard, ketchup, but there's a little horseradish in it, or there's horseradish in their mustard, and the fry, or the onions are chopped rather than put in raw rings, which I like better. Man, I'm down, because I think he's had 4 Red Hot Ranch burgers in the last 36 hours.
Good for him.
Which may be too many. But no. That's not why you called. We had the Bulls game to watch, and it was great. And you're reminded of the energy of that building and how it feels when the Bulls are doing really, really cool. And in Kobe White's case, historic stuff. Historic.
So what's the historic stuff that he did?
According
inside
to
the game that doesn't have any statistics because it doesn't exist.
Correct. This existed nowhere in history. But Jeff Faerber noted that with 42 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 three-pointers made, 70% field goal percentage, and no turnovers in a single game, Kobe White is the first player in NBA history to do that. In regular
season,
kind of
like John
or
Cena,
playoffs,
because you can't see it.
Can't see him
because it doesn't exist.
So, did it happen? Did that? No NBA player has ever had that performance, or better than that performance. No one has met those standards until last night.
And no one still hasn't. That's the
correct
problem.
Correct. There's no record to reflect that,
which stinks. What I'm more worried about is, look, I'm watching the game last night, and I want the Bulls to win. Like, I was sitting there watching them, wanting them to win. I don't like Trae Young's particular brand of basketball. I don't think Atlanta is very good. The Bulls should beat them. And then, you know, you watch the game before, and you see, oh, Jimmy's hurt, or Jimmy's jaking it, but it looks like he's actually hurt, and that he's not going to play in the game. And you go, oh. The Bulls have a legitimate opportunity to win this game and enter the playoffs. And if they do, that feels like an opportunity for Bulls management, Bulls ownership, to crow about getting it right. And I think that it probably will kind of keep them in the same spaces that they've been in. They won't feel a need to change because they can look at the result and go, what are you complaining about? We made the playoffs last year without Zach LaVine for a big portion of the season, without Lonzo Ball. Clearly, we're moving in the right direction from where we were last year, because now we're getting the opportunity. And why not us? Like, all of those press conferences that are going to take place if they were to win the game Friday night, why can't we be this year's Miami and go
you're not good
to
enough.
Probably, but that's what they're going to be trying to sell. And it stinks because I don't want to root against a bunch of guys that I like.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nor do I want to blame the fans. And that is the where I get into, and this we've talked a lot about this on Organizations Win Championships, about this idea of ownership being intoxicated by that wonderful building, both the energy of that building and the game experience. They're leading the league in attendance. They have a great entertainment product, and it doesn't take much. You know, Parkins had a really sort of wise tweet last night, and I texted him when I saw it, and he said it doesn't take a whole lot to make this building special. And he said, I remember the chants of Nocione, Nocione. And yeah, so and I, like that's it. That the point is that fans get punished for getting that excited for good enough, or that excited for something that falls short, when ownership should be like, wow, what if we really were competing for championships? Could you imagine what this could be? And maybe their bottom line doesn't reflect the difference there, because they're selling out all the regular season games anyway. There are costs to contending. There are costs to going into the tax. But man, it's so true. And I would hate it if fans were being punished for being really good fans and really good playoff fans and creating an awesome energy and an amazing game experience, because that's all true. That is a fact. It is great. And Bulls fans get excited. And we get excited for players who aren't that good. Look at me. I'm wearing an Andre Drummond t-shirt right now. Andre Drummond isn't that good. He's kind of a novelty player. I'm wearing an Andre Drummond t-shirt.
Yeah, but it's okay to root for players that aren't the greatest players.
I know that.
And Andre's got a great story.
And he's a great dude.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's a bunch of guys that you want to see succeed, but you know what the success brings. The success brings a level of arrogance that, quite honestly, they haven't earned. The problem is that fans in Chicago get it either way. If they're loyal, and fans of Reinsdorf teams particularly, if they're loyal, like Bulls fans are, then it allows them to be stuck in mediocrity, and that there isn't a jolt that makes them want to aim higher and try to win championships. And if you do the reverse with the White Sox and you don't show up to watch trash like yesterday, then you get blamed and threatened and we're going to move your team and all of this other stuff. So it's like a fan of the Reinsdorf teams can't win no matter what. They can't win because either they can be joyous. They can be joyous like Bulls fans are. Going to a Bulls game is great. Like, it's a lot of fun. And they're super likable guys that are easy to cheer for, like DeMar. I saw people that aren't ordinarily at Bulls games tweeting DeMar yesterday. Paul Sullivan was tweeting about DeMar and what he was doing at the end of pregame. And DeMar does this every single game. After he's done, he goes over into the corner where the tunnel is. He'll play catch with kids who are in the crowd. And he'll say, pass it to me, and I'll alley-oop it to Andre Drummond.
Yep.
He signs autographs. He takes pictures. He talks to people. He's as personable as a guy that's accomplished that much in the NBA can be. And you don't want to root against DeMar. DeMar's awesome. But you also don't want to be taken advantage of as a fan, knowing that your loyalty is not rewarded in the team putting more resources into having more great moments of winning. And not just because DeMar's a great guy, you're having these things. And like I was saying, on the flip side, White Sox fans can take it into their own hands and say, I'm not going. Like, I'm not going over there. I'm not watching this team that's averaging a win a week. I'm not doing that. And then it's, well, that's the problem. You're the problem. You're the reason that we're not going to spend money. You're the reason that we're going to end up having to leave and go to Nashville. So I'm not sure what to even suggest a fan do.
I don't
this.
Either, because they've found a lucrative, highly successful, reliable business in doing the NBA business the way the Bulls are doing it. And there's nothing that we've heard from upper management that tells us that they're going to take any big swings at doing anything substantially differently when constantly AK reinforces how, oh, we want to be a tough out. We want to be competitive. We want to be in games. And that's great, but that's not the marching order.
Why do you not want to win?
Right. Championships.
Yeah.
And I think you'd get everything else. And part of the reason why they've been able to create this nightly entertainment brand is because of the championships, because of the lore, and because of the brand that those, you know, you literally have on your letterhead those six Larry O'Brien trophies. And then you sort of insult us by saying that's plenty. And now we're just gonna coast and we're gonna sit back, and because of those, and because we pour so much into entertaining you for 40 nights a year, or maybe a couple of playoff games, that now we're not going to pursue what got us this branding opportunity. It's too bad. It's
also possible that we're embittered, and maybe for a lot of people that's enough. Like, the Bulls thing is enough because every time you go to a Bulls game, you have a good time, and that's at the essence of entertainment dollar is, was I entertained? When you look at it from a micro standpoint, I don't think there's a soul that can walk out of the United Center after a Bulls game and go, I wasn't entertained. But it feels like when you've had so much time in between a winning tradition and now, even if you want to make the winning tradition 10 years ago, even if you want to say, like, the Derrick Rose Bulls were at least trying to win, you're 10 years removed from that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a learned helplessness to it. I'm just offering that as a theory. Most of the people that I interact with want the Bulls to try and win. But it feels like the Bulls as an organization are satisfied with, didn't you have a good time? Like, that's what it feels like. Like, our team's good enough. Didn't you have fun at the game? And then your response is, of course. Yeah, me and my family had a wonderful time at the game.
I just wish it mattered more. Yeah.
I wish it mattered more.
It was a great time. I wish it mattered more. And I wish I had more of, I wish I felt it was headed somewhere, going somewhere, that my long-term investment was going to pay off. And to me, it comes down to how I feel about DeMar DeRozan on this team next year. Of course, you say, everybody loves DeMar and he's been great. And your heart says, sure. And any basketball brain that's still working says, no, you don't want to re-sign this guy for his age 34 and a half and 35 and a half seasons at this point, playing an anachronism of a game. You'd much rather clear that salary space. You get rid of him, you get rid of LaVine, you get rid of Vooch, and you develop and you build and you play modern basketball. And I don't think that's what they want to do.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. So, like, tomorrow night I'm sitting there going, God, I'd love for something good to happen for DeMar and for Alex Caruso and Kobe and Io and Andre Drummond. Like, there's just a collection of lovable dudes on this team, and you want to see them do well, but you know that the sword of Damocles hangs over it, mm-hmm. where they get to go, see, we told you, we're a playoff team. We are the eighth seed. We're the eighth seed. We're not the ninth seed because we won the play-in tournament. We're the eighth seed, and now we've given ourselves a chance to win. It just sucks. Like, it just it always feels like it's a road to nowhere with the Bulls. Like, this version of the Bulls feels like, even when you go back 10 years and you go, all right, yeah, this is still Derrick Rose. You go back 12 years, this is Derrick Rose. This is MVP level player. This is a bunch of guys that are hungry to win. You have a defensive player of the year in there, like all of that stuff. A level of relevance. The Bulls don't have that now. And you brought it up yesterday. How did ESPN promote the game, Dan?
With a picture of Zach LaVine.
Right. They didn't even care that Zach's been gone for months.
Out for months. It doesn't matter. There was, I don't know, pull a picture. Who's their star? Zach LaVine. All right, fine. Run that way.
Yeah, put him on there. They're probably not going to make it out of this game. Put Zach LaVine on there. Like, they should be insulted by that.
No, maybe any, Kobe White was. Maybe Kobe White was. Who knows?
I mean, talk about I'll give them that's a win of development by them. Wasn't their player. They've done a great job of developing him. He's done a great job of developing himself. He and Io.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that even as good as they've been, you go, there's still something missing that's going to take you from being in an elite team, a relevant team. And it's going to stare you in the face when you see Boston if you win this game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!